I know many of you are afraid to do video, but a Facebook Live, as many times a week as you can, preferably one a day, 2 to 3 minutes where you're jumping on, you're talking about something going on, maybe in your business, more likely in your personal life, you know, how you're doing it all, right? Or how you fail on a regular basis. The more vulnerable, the good, bad, ugly, the better.
The real estate industry has failed to create a clear path to time and money freedom. Having helped over 5,000 families in my real estate career and coached thousands of agents to scale their businesses, I know what works and what doesn't. And my goal on this podcast is to share it all with you, the good, bad, and ugly of building a highly lucrative lifestyle business so you can focus on what truly matters in life. You won't find any hype or fluff on this show, just real-world tactics and strategies that get results. You just gotta do the work.
All right, what's up, real estate business builders? Today we're gonna chat about the top five either no or low-cost lead gen levers. And going through the list, I don't think I've got a list here, five, that I would do right now if I had to sell, let's say, 3, 4, 5 homes per month. I don't think there's a whole lot of money to spend. So it's mostly no cost lead gen levers. In my world, I call them lead gen levers. Here is the concept around lead gen levers. Well, if you can just think about a lever is something like mechanically that you could think of kind of like a seesaw where you could sort of lift an disproportionate amount of weight because of the mechanical leverage created with, I'm not sure I described that the right way, but it's installing in business, it's installing a system in your business that allows you to achieve more than you could on your own. So we view lead gen levers as the critical part of your business. We have 4 pillars that we help agents build out in their business. And number one are lead gen levers. We've got 12 total. These 5 are no cost whatsoever. And so let's dive into it. So real quick, the backdrop of this is that I viewed my business as a system of systems early on in my journey. I left my corporate job in March 2007, 27 homes sold that year, 44 my first full year, 55, 118, 178, 248, 312, 453, and then hundreds of homes per year. And I was only working a day a week in that business. And the only way I was able to do that is with this concept of leverage. You know, so when you look at your business, if you don't have leads coming in automatically, and every day is sort of a new day, like I wonder where my next bit of business is going to come from, that means you're probably most likely not approaching this area of your business with a mindset of systems and leverage. That's how I want you to think about this area of your business. So yes, I'm going to go through some things you can do. Many of you will need help doing this. So if you're ever at the point in your journey here in Real Estate Business Builders, where you're like, man, it sure would be good for someone to come alongside me and help me to build out not only these lead gen levers, but the lead nurture and management sequences, the sales frameworks, and then leverage around client care and systems around all of that. That is our $1 million agent method, right? So go to milliondollaragentmethod.com, book in a strategy session. There's no obligation whatsoever. Super valuable time that we'll spend with you unpacking your business. What's working? What's not working? Where are you now? Where do you want to be in the future? And if it's a good fit, we'll talk about working together for only 90 days. It's an implementation program. Massive difference versus what else is out there in the industry. We implement systems in a 90-day period in Million Dollar Agent Method. So visit milliondollaragentmethod.com. All right, let's get into the 5. First and foremost, and this is our first lead gen lever that we implement with our members, is our database touch system. You could essentially build, structure, and feed and add value to a database. That's the big concept here, is that every day you should be looking for people to add into your database. You could run this off of, honestly, a Google spreadsheet, like a Google sheet, you know, first name, last name, street address, city, state, zip, cell phone, email address. Really all you need is, you know, when you think about it, because we're not going to do direct mail in this low cost or no cost lead gen levers. Really all you need is first name, last name, email address, and cell phone. You will want to use text marketing for sure. So how do you build a database? quite simply, it's anyone that knows, likes, or trusts you. So it's like the painful work of going into your cell phone, going into all of your contacts, and bringing those contacts into this spreadsheet or into your CRM. There's a little bit of money you can spend on a CRM. That's a contact client relationship management, I think is what CRM stands for. It's a standard sort of bit of technology in every agent. Well, in every business, really, that you want to be able to systematically scale or sustainably, predictably scale, you'll need a CRM. So a little bit of money to spend there, but you could also run this just out of a spreadsheet. So you're going to want to go into your phone, go into your Gmail or email. You're going to want to go into your social media, and everyone you're either Facebook friends with or that you follow on Instagram, if they live locally, anyone who's in your phone that you know they know, like, and trust you, or anyone that's in your email that you've emailed before, any service providers, your dry cleaner, your carpet cleaner, your lawn person, you know, people you work out with, people you go to church with, you're building a database from the ground up and you're adding value to it. Easy thing to do in terms of no cost touch points with a database. Do a weekly, well, we recommend, we've got a series of Facebook Lives and Facebook posts, or Instagram if you use Instagram, very strategically sort of laid out. Actually, that's second, that's social media. I'm skipping ahead. For your database, basically you'll want to create touches over the course of the weeks, months, and the year. That's just valuable, right? So a weekly market update or a monthly market update. You can have your lenders or vendors sponsor giveaways that you can offer to your database. You could send out an email every week with something that inspired you from that week, like a YouTube video that you watched that has nothing to do with real estate. You just want to think of ways to add value to your database. And if you want to keep it on the real inexpensive, you could, if you have that list of all the people that know, like, and trust you, you could just send an email to yourself in your email program and blind copy all of the people in your database. And just once or twice a week, just email something of value, or once a week, text them, you know, to, it'll link into social. I just did a weekly market update, and then just have a link to your social, right? And it drives them to your social. So that's number one, is database. Hands down, this is something that as you focus on this over time, you won't even recognize the amount of business that you'll generate just from people that know, like, and trust you and putting a touch system in place. That's number one. Number two is social media. Inside of Million Dollar Agent Method, we call it the brand authority builder. This is essentially three things that we recommend. I know many of you are afraid to do video, but a Facebook Live as many times a week as you can, preferably one a day, 2 to 3 minutes where you're jumping on, you're talking about something going on, maybe in your business, more likely in your personal life, you know, how you're doing it all, right? Or how you fail on a regular basis. The more vulnerable, the good, bad, ugly, the better. So Facebook Lives, you know, stories on Facebook, or I forget what they're called on Instagram. I'm more of a Facebook person. I'm a little old school. And then giveaways. Giveaways are a really good way to kind of, you can get a lender to pay for them. Like in the summer, it may be a Yeti cooler giveaway. So have a lender essentially buy a really nice Yeti cooler, and you sort of fill it with a bunch of their swag and some of your swag, and maybe, you know, just some things for summer. And then you basically take some lives and you just take some stills and still images, and then you sort of advertise that or publicize. And it's basically just a giveaway. And then, you know, they have to text you at a certain number to register for the giveaway. Very, very simple. And social media, we kind of follow the, if you've ever read the book by Gary Vaynerchuk, I don't love everything about Gary V in terms of some maybe lifestyle from what he portrays online anyway, but this book was really awesome. It's called Jab, 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 Right Hook. The jab, 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 jab are just value, 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 value. Like, you want to be known on social to your quote unquote friends online that, man, really valuable information always coming from, you know, Lars, right? Anything I need to be inspired or to be encouraged, or something related to taxes, tax changes around homeownership, or programs about homeownership, or market updates, or what you want to be known as the person. And that's why we call it brand authority builder, right? Okay, so that's number two. Number three, and again, we've got 12. I just went through the two that we first help agents implement because we know each of those are good for one transaction per month when implemented properly. We've got 10 others, and the next three are just three out of those 10 additional ones. But the next one I would probably do is I'm in a market where there is a good amount of new construction. And we have a sort of a step-by-step process where you could do one of two things. I would go more the route of not trying to rep smaller builders. That's one angle you could take. And that's not complicated. You just go, you drive around your town, and anytime there's new construction, just stop and just say, hey, I'm a real estate agent and I'm looking for inventory. Is it okay? Is the builder on site, or is it okay if I, you know, take some images if this, whatever, right? You just sort of get to know that builder and maybe you can rep them on their next. There's some things, some tools we put together that you can show them on site, and maybe you can rep them on their next build, right? I wouldn't take that route, although that works. I would do the route of new construction where I would go with the mid or larger builders, and I would essentially build a database of the developments that I would want to either rep buyers in those neighborhoods, or more importantly, adopt that inventory of my own, which would help me get buyers. But there's oftentimes there are buyers that go into those new construction communities that are not represented on the sale of their home. And those on-site agents need a good agent to refer those folks to, right? So just adding value to these on-site agents. And there's a series of meetings that we sort of script and how to go about it. And you're not going to go in day one and sort of ask like, hey, any buyers that don't have an agent, you know, refer them to me. That's not the approach. We always lead with value. So that's new construction. Number four, and I wouldn't love this one, although I know that it works, is open houses. And even if you don't have listings yourself, identifying agents in your market that maybe are stronger listing agents and holding their open houses open, but doing it with the intention of getting sellers. I've always been a 60 to 65%, and this is hundreds of transactions per year, 60 to 65% of my business has always been listings. Right? So you do want a listings focused business that will just get you out of the racket of having to pay for home search leads, having to pay for the Zillows, the realtor.com, the pay-per-click, and also get you out of the racket of, you know, paying referral to referral sites as well. Launching the marketing around open houses to be able to basically allow potential sellers in the neighborhood to pick their neighbor, invite, you know, door knock, 25, 25, 50, you know, 25 doors to the left, 25 to the right, and 50 doors across the street. It's actually 5, 5, 10. But if you really wanted to get after it, I would hold two open houses a week where you're looking for sellers and you're inviting them to come to the open house to help pick their neighbor, and you're getting to know them. And these are neighborhoods that you want to develop some traction in over time, and just commit to a few neighborhoods where you're going to find out what agents are selling most of the inventory in those neighborhoods and get to know them and ask them if you can hold their listings open. You would think that this doesn't actually work. If you're in a brokerage that is collaborative, it's easier to basically reach out to agents in your brokerage and ask them if you can hold their listings open. But even agents from other brokerages, if they're not doing open houses, they can offer it as a service to their seller, where maybe they should be offering an open house. It's just an additional marketing tool, where as long as you can show that agent that you have an actual plan, and we've got all the SOPs, standard operating procedures, the playbooks around how to run open houses that, you know, bring in massive traffic. Most open house systems don't bring in traffic, so you need the right system here. But as long as you can show that agent that you have an actual plan to generate interest in the listing, they'll be happy to let you hold their listing open. All right, number five, low cost, and I don't think this one costs anything, is social proof. So getting people that know you, either past clients or your sphere of influence, to essentially go online and say some kind words about you. And we do this through your Google business profile. Just had a mastermind today, actually. I think he did a $350,000 buyer off of someone that just found him online via searching, like, you know, best real estate agent in his city. He's in Texas. And he picked up a $350,000 buyer that he got under contract pretty quickly. And I think it was even new construction that he got her under contract on. And he didn't even have that many reviews. I thought he was going to say he had over 100 reviews. I think he had like 31 Google reviews. The cool thing about Google is that they're not going to need to attach that review to an actual transaction. So you could have agents that you've done cross sales with, or agents you know in other markets, or people that you know in other markets, or your friends and family, and maybe colleagues from past jobs that are willing to go on and say a kind word about you and give you a 5-star review. Google will allow that kind of those reviews on your Google business profile. So it's a little different than, like, Zillow has all these rules and they're very self-interested, Zillow, in a lot of ways. And Yelp turned out to be a racket. If you're not giving a lot of money to Yelp, they're not going to really properly position your review. So really, Google is the way that the online storefront that you want to really focus on and optimize. We have one of our coaches that said they post all of their listings as products in their Google business profile, and that gives them an additional sort of Google juice, so to speak, in terms of the natural organic search that comes as a result of giving Google what they want, which is pointing eyeballs at your Google business profile. So Google can do what they do in their search. You know, when you go to Google and search, it searches for businesses, but it's also going to position other things that Google wants to get in front of those consumers. So you're playing the game that Google wants you to play on their platform, and they're going to reward you as a result of it. So that works really, really well. We have a system, probably one of our earlier systems, and it actually fits into the database touch. We've got a very simple script that we help our new members that come into milliondollaragentmethod.com, if you want to book in a strategy session. Basically, to reach out, structure, build out your database, and then reach out to a very simple script and ask them to leave you a 5-star review on Google. And then use a little email, automated email that goes out, or a text that goes out. You could even leave a voice message on Facebook Messenger, like an audio message, or a voice text, a voice, an audio on text, and get the same result. Had a member, I think it was like in a 3-week period, he went from 60 to 180 Google reviews in just a 3-week period with that one simple system. So it works. It absolutely works. So those are the five: database, build it, feed it, and touch it. Not inappropriately, touch it with valuable content. Number two, social media. And not just, there's a lot of agents that do a lot on social media that doesn't get any results. Our stuff is super tactical and results driven. New construction, essentially befriending on-site sales reps of mid and larger builders, so that you can adopt their inventory as your own and advertise it on social media, your social media. But you can also potentially list properties of buyers that don't have an agent that have a good relationship with. Then open houses with the intention of getting sellers, inviting neighbors to the open house, and help them pick their neighbor. Right, and just developing those relationships and adding them to your database touch system. All things go back to the database. And then social proof, essentially expanding your online footprint, your digital presence, so that when someone goes searching for, either they're going to search randomly for a real estate agent and they'll find you because of Google reviews, or they're doing research on you after you set a consultation and they'll see that others have said good things about you. So it's kind of a double impact there. So like I said, if you're at the point in your journey where you kind of know some of these things are good to do, but you can't sort of put it all together, and you want to come into our world for a 90-day intense sort of focus, where we're just going to help you build out all of your lead gen levers, all of your lead management, lead nurture sequences, all the scripts you'll need, all the sales frameworks, the buyer consultation, listing consultation, and all the client care checklists and emails and all of that. We work together for 13 weeks, so it's very intense and we get it all built out. You'll have access to it forever. Go to milliondollaragentmethod.com and we'll see you over there. Be good.